Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, 858-947-6607 is the number. Press 1 to talk to the host. Chat room is also now opening. This is No Covers Blog Talk Radio. Today in Black History, two events today in Black History we want to talk about. 1862, May the 9th. General Hunter of the Union Army issued, and this is interesting, he issued General Order Number 11. And General Order Number 11 was that General Hunter of the Union Army freed the slaves in Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina. During the Union fighting in the South, he decided to issue General Order Number 11 and declared all those states in Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina free so that they could join the Union Army and help fight the Southern slave owners. Lincoln was displeased with the order and revoked it. Interesting, it's called General Order Number 11. Also today is the day of John Brown's birthday. Abolitionist John Brown. He was born today. John Brown is noted for his raid on Sneed's Ferry. Him and 26 men raided a ferry post in Virginia. And his intent was to raid the post and arm the slaves in Virginia in an insurrection. Local farmers gave his plot away, and John Brown was found guilty, and he and most of his men were either killed or hung. Again, like I said, every day it's all about us. This red and blue is all about you. Most of our history, we have a vivid history of slavery. And so when we go back and look at this history of the freeing of the slaves by General Hunter on May 9th, 1862, and John Brown being mourned, we've always produced revolutionaries from our own loins. Because oppression breeds revolutionaries. We're listening to one in the background this morning, Marvin Gaye, one of the strong revolutionaries. This is No Covers on Blog Talk Radio. And with that spirit this morning of revolution, sometimes it's good to have revolution and a... Because I want to go over the poll numbers this morning from yesterday's vote. But before we get there, let's have a little what we call political satire. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dick Gregory.
Now, let me say this. All we said here, what needs to be said, we think an illegitimate child is a child that don't know where their daddy is. America is an illegitimate child because she has no mother. And this is what the problem is. If I work in a coal mine, in a steel mill, and I come here today and put on a suit but don't take a bath, you got stink sitting up here with you. And what has happened to America, we ain't never cleaned up the filth over 400 years. We just put a new suit on and a new dress on and then wonder who's stinking. It's you the one that's stinking. That's what this is. And until we clean this up, until we clean it up, my mama used to grab me and wash my face. America ain't got no mama that's washing her face. She'd pick my nose when it need to be opened up. She'd look in my ears. All we do is we went from this filth we was in to putting on some new clothes, and nobody has said, hey, somewhere we got to apologize. First, the black women. White women's okay, but that black woman went through racist white system and sexist black me. And we ain't never said what you've been through. And in spite of that, look at that black woman. Look at Kathy Hughes. She didn't have the privilege of a ladies' movement when she's putting that empire together. Look at Dorothy Hike, huh? Look at all these women that have come through, the late Dolores Tucker. Look at what's going on now with E. Faye Williams talking about the Journal of Truth. And we will have that statue in the White House. Our women, if you think this sister's just a politician, what she had to go through to get there because she was a woman. And we have never slowed up and said, thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And until we do that, until we are able to do that, I look at Dr. Condoleezza Rice. Hear me. And we tolerate it. She has more PhDs than the president's whole cabinet. Hear me. And you hear me too, black folks. They call her Condi, but they never call Madeleine Albright Maddie, never call Janet Reno Janie. Huh? Okay?
That's all right.
They call Henry Kissinger Dr. Henry Kissinger. And let me tell you, she don't see nothing wrong with it. Let me tell you something. They got a soda pop in America. Blacker than her, they call Dr. Pepper. Huh? Here and don't ask for it by its full title. Say, give me a pepper, they'll give you a chili pepper. I wish Bill Clinton was here so I would apologize to him for you black folks. Now, I mean, you black folks tricked him. You went in that big old black pot and says, here, white boy, you black. And then you went back in that black pot and said, here, Obama, you ain't black enough. What kind of fool is you? What kind of fool is you? You, the Ku Klux Klan did not say Obama, you white. You did. And so if Bill was here, Mr. Bill, I'm going to apologize to you. Because black folks not only told you, but tricked you. You have
son's a chiropractor now, Christian. He's 8 years old. He came to me crying. He said, "Daddy, my brothers and sisters is laughing at me." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I built me one of these castles, and I make like it's my house. And do you see anything wrong with that?" I said, "Well, how old are you, boy?" He said, 8 years old. I said, "No, ain't nothing wrong with that until you try start using it as your address." So I tell Bill Clinton, ain't nothing wrong with being black as long as you're playing. But when you try to use it as your address, then I got some serious questions. Have you and your wife and your daughter ever been standing on a street corner in New York and a cab passed you by because you were a black president? Huh? Huh? Have you ever had Chelsea pulled over by the white police because her daddy's the black president? Mr. President, do you know what it feels like to be a black person? To be a Congress lady? Huh? Be a lieutenant governor with 12 doctor's degrees and driving down the street and hear the police siren and you start squeezing that steering wheel tight and they pass by you and you thank God. Damn, thanking God. You didn't do nothing in the first place. Huh? Do you know what you did? Didn't you fly? Huh? Didn't you fly? Huh? Didn't you fly? And until then,
Tell it,
brother Gregory. That's what this
That's
is about.
What we're talking about.
That's what this is about. Huh? And then when you leave, with all the hassle, can you have that love?
Love.
I'm so tired of you black folks walking around looking all evil like that's gonna change something. Looking all mean and talking all crazy. Let them tell you about your children. If I sit here today, and these are all white folks, and they're putting some sleeping pill in my water, and I sit up here and doze off and go to sleep, and everybody told in the world, niggas is lazy. They tired. No, that's because you too naive enough to know what they putting in my water. Okay? Your children ain't violent because they black. They ain't violent. Most people in the world live in a ghetto. They don't kill people. What are you putting in my malt liquor, white boy? What are you putting in? Huh? Hear me. And it's your fault, too. Malt liquor is made by white companies, but only sold in black neighborhoods, and you ain't checked it to see what's in it. Huh? Lead are you putting in my neighborhood? Lead affects my thinking capacity. Lead, there's only one thing on the planet more dangerous than lead, and that's manganese. Manganese will make you kill your mama. And let me tell y'all something. If you want to see the largest homicide rate in the world, it ain't in no black ghetto in America. It's a little town in Australia where them white folks homicide rate is 200 times what their population is. And that town just happened to be located across the street from a manganese plant.
Sit back down, Dick. Don't lose that mic. Yeah.
That town is located across the street from a manganese plant. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm sleeping? How in the world can a 9-year-old child find a heroin man, but the FBI can't find it, and you gonna tell me that's a black thing? Y'all crazy? What is this about? And then black men, as you run off to war and kill folks, liberate folks, and then come home in a white cop or a white racist mentality, then shot your mama in the back, and you got to call him. You don't call the United States government. You don't call that bad army. And black men, how? Can you let cops shoot your mama and your dad and your daughter in the back and don't do nothing, but you notice they ain't never shot your car. They ain't never took a nightstick and knocked your headlines out. And black men, you should feel ashamed that you fake more of your car than you do your mama, than you do your daddy. Huh? These are the things that need to change while this brother and sister's on their way to the White House. And when you see Hillary and y'all see Brother Barack, thank him for me. And you white folks need to be thankful. Because if y'all had a brother like me, y'all would really be in trouble. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Gregory.
This is Blog Talk Radio. Well, we just opened this morning with something comedy and political satire before we got started on these numbers. I wanted to go over the numbers from last night so I can give those in the chat room and those on the air an interpretation. The question today was, did your vote count? And we talked yesterday about voting. We see the numbers that came in and just wanted to try to analyze those numbers and see what's happening here in you handle the count and how it affects us. Before that, let me see if our brother's on the line. Brother Roscoe?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're on the line. I figured you enjoy that one.
Yes, sir.
That's how I played this for Roscoe this morning.
I'm going to listen to that one again, man.
Yeah, I sent it to you on the email. I figured Brother Dickie always comes with some. I needed some humor this morning.
Yes,
when we look at the numbers and we look at our people, sometimes you have to have some humor within the political struggle to keep us going because we're faced with so much we have to do.
Right.
On a daily basis. Yesterday we talked about the black vote. I want to share something with the audience this morning. Those in the room, in the chat room, it's now open. I know one of my political friends is in there, so I'm going to interpret these numbers from last night. Well, you know I don't know if anybody saw it yet, but they got the banned marriage, the gay marriage ban. But that's not the one I want to look at. We have a race that is going to be highly contested, and I want to try to interpret it because we have to look at it the way politics works in New Hanover County, and having been involved in the political scene, it's really funny how they work. In the county commissioner's race last night, Jonathan Barfield won on the Democratic side. The problem is going to be on the Republican side. It's not really a problem because it's staged this way. Politics is very funny and most folks can't see how it operates. On the Republican side, you have Beth won, Derek Hickley won, and Woody White won. That bumped out Jason Thompson. And Jason Thompson came in on fourth. Jason Thompson was the vice chairman to the county commissioners. So that means the vice chairman seat is going to be open. Jason Thompson used to be the chairman of the county commissioners. Now, those in the chat room, I need you to walk with me on this one. Jason Thompson used to be the chairman. He stepped down from chairman, and Jonathan Barfield was voted in as chairman. At that particular time, it was rumored that Jason Thompson's ambition was to be the mayor of New Hanover County on the political scene. So Jonathan Barfield, who's a brother, his father used to be, his father was on the county commissioners at one point also, owns a lot of property down here, and he's also the associate pastor of New Beginnings Church, one of the largest black denomination churches in New Hanover County. And that's Jonathan Barfield, who's our chairman of the county commissioner. What the Republicans have done is stacked the deck. Those that do not know Woody White is bankrolled and backed by a very highly influential Republican party that's separate from the Republican Party, if you know what I mean. And so they have a little clique. And Patrick Valentine, who used to be a state senator who took Luther Jordan's seat, was in law practice with Woody White. and Patrick Valentine and Woody White were law partners together, and they are backed by a very, very wealthy political backer that backs them. So it's no coincidence that all of a sudden Woody White comes out of the blue last night on the Republican ticket and wins the majority of the votes for county commissioner, along with a newcomer, Derek Hickley, who came from the school board, along with Beth Dawson. Sometimes, I gave the history yesterday about the Democratic Party. The reason why I gave that history yesterday about the Democratic Party is because we sit our butt over there too long and don't understand both parties have our interests, not at heart, but our interests on their plate, and they stack decks in elections. Because this was a primary election. And what do I mean by stacking the deck? There's another race on the Republican side between Rozier and Pitano. Everyone on the Republican ticket knew that Pitano would probably win and that he would go after Mike McIntyre, the longstanding Democrat. Pitano lost also. Pitano's loss means that the same people on the Republican ticket who backed Woody White are also putting their money behind Rozier. The last Republican race, they didn't put their money behind Pitano. That's why Pitano lost against Mike McIntyre. So what you have coming out the woodwork is a Republican arm that's bankrolled by several wealthy Republicans in New Hanover County, and they have now decided to raise their head up and make a power move to take over the county commissioners, and also either to back Rozier, or they have cut a sidebar deal with Mike McIntyre to support him because it's to their best interest because they're making a move in New Hanover County. Now, why now? If you look at the poll results from, and I got a few minutes left on the line, but I got to lay this out here because I'm going to send this tape across the air today so that we understand politics. If you look at the reports from Obama last campaign, 4 years ago, Obama won North Carolina by a slight margin of the vote. He barely won North Carolina. So those that are in politics know the nostalgia of black folks. Most young black voters, when you talked to them yesterday about voting or asked any of them about voting, they may have came out and voted for Obama, but they like, we got to do this again. I mean, the people, even the poll workers or the poll takers know that North Carolina was taken by Obama by a slight margin. He may lose North Carolina this time because the voter turnout is going to be 20% lower because of the nostalgia of Obama winning. They are already anticipating that even though he may beat Romney, the voter turnout among blacks especially are going to be 20% less because the nostalgia effect is now over. Business as usual, you got him in, let's go back to business as usual. So they're already counting for that 20%. The Republicans are saying, wow, then in New Hanover County, we need to make a move, and we need to make it now. The Republicans are saying they can take most of the seats, and even though they will have to deal with Obama as president in North Carolina, due to the fact that the governor is now moving out, and there's an opening in the governor's seat, the Republicans are trying to make a landslide sweep of all offices that are important to him. Now, let's come back to New Hanover County. I'm going to make this plain in the next 3 minutes I've got. Jonathan Barfield, our good brother, whether he knows it or not, has a bullseye on his back and is marked in the general election. Because if Woody White has come out to be the top vote getter on the Republican side, that means that Republican strong arm, who didn't come out last election because they knew Obama would win. See, Republican strong arm, these are the big old-time money changers in New Hanover County. They put their money out there when they try to win it. They don't like losing their old money. So if they bankrolled Woody White in the general election, that means that what they're going to do is they're going to put a major move on Jonathan Barfield in the coming election, because they've stacked the deck with Woody White, Derek Hickley, and Beth Dawson. All three of those Republicans. Jason Thompson had a little like for black folks because it was in his interest. Those three Republicans, Woody White, Derek Hickley, Beth Dawson, three of whose office we have sat in before and talked with them politically, they have no interest as it concerns the black community. They have no interest as it concerns the affairs of the black community. And what they have decided to do is they have decided to take this chance to cut down the black leadership in New Hanover County. And the reason why is because it has raised its head and become too strong. Jonathan Barfield is a prime target because he's become too strong and he's aligned himself with one of the most political and religious groups of strength in New Hanover County. And because of that, Woody White and Patrick Valentine and his associates have decided that it's time to come after that organization and that group and go after and sit them down because they're gaining too much power and they're gaining too much strength. Now, how did we see all that in last night's election? It's because you have to understand the politics of New Hanover County. You have to understand that, again, the red and the blue is about you. It didn't. It started that way. Republicans versus Democrats started that way. Yesterday's history lesson. Today's history lesson was about John Brown. It stayed that way. Today's history lesson was about the general who freed the slaves in Florida, South Carolina. Today is the day that he did it. It stayed that way, and it has not changed. Politics is always about the you. We are now the 36 million black folks that are in this country that they're trying to figure out what to do with. In New Hanover County, it's the same thing. The politics are about you. And now they have to reverse the situation and reverse the game and start all over again. So those that know our brother, reach out to him. Last night's election shows he has a bullseye on his back. Brother Roscoe, I know that's a lot.
Yes, sir.
Politics, because you're new to the area. But
right.
I wanted to give a lesson this morning on how the politics work and how we can read all of that out of last night's numbers, and that's why we have to study what's going out. How does it affect us as a community? It affects us well, because what would happen would be they would stack the decks on the county commissioners. Most folks don't know the county commissioners control the educational system. That's
right,
why it's
right.
So important for us to pull our children out of these schools. Every county
yes, sir.
Commissioner controls the money for the school board comes through the county commissioners. If the school board, you have to remember, Derek Hickley is a school board member who's now jumped ship from the school board and is running for county commissioner. Last night's results, he's running with Woody White and Beth Dawson. They're going to control the money that goes to the school. That means they control the school board, and then they will control the education of our children. So while on one end, the forces are trying to, stop the dropout rate, there's a force
right.
on the other end trying to continue the dropout rate. Because it's for their best interest.
Yes, sir.
And it's what makes it's so easy to see if you have been blessed with a teaching that allows you to see it with a third eye.
Right.
You can see right through their political game, because this is how they started. They don't change. You know, I looked at
right.
I'm sitting at the numbers coming through last night, and I'm looking at the numbers. I'm like, oh man, And I might as well go ahead and put it out there since I'm on the air. The name is Parks Griffin. I don't know if anybody knows that name, but study, you may be able to Google it locally. You're not going to find much about him, but he's one of the backers of the Republican Party. Anything that goes to the Republican Party goes to him. And those two, Woody White and Patrick Valentine, I mean, they are there. They run with that group. They bankroll that side of the party. And when I see a move like that, that Jason Thompson was now ousted, then I said, okay, Brother Barfield done got himself into a situation. He got too big, or he's getting too big. Whenever they make a move like that, what they're saying is, we got a Negro that done got too big. I mean, they only going to let us get because we're playing their game.
That's right.
Until we move out and say, you know what, we're going to independently start do for self. Then we have a chance of winning. But as long as we play their game, I mean, like me coming to your house, and I'm back in the day before my days of righteousness, I used to gamble. You know, I'm not coming to your house playing cards with you with your deck of cards. We're going to pop open a new seal. You know, that's just reality. I'm coming to your house, you went in your desk drawer and pulled out a deck of cards, and we about to play some serious money? No.
It shouldn't be hard to comprehend either, because if they've done it on a presidential scale, then you know they'll do it on a local scale. They'll mess around and got an agenda. Like with George Bush, how he won 2 years in a row. And what, dude, he wasn't even voted, didn't even win the vote? The voting thing properly.
Oh, the voting numbers, the tags that time.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what they do is, here's what they're doing. They are anticipating. See, they play politics. This is a game for them. It's like chess. They may sacrifice a queen. I mean, they're playing. They're saying, okay, we know. They're looking at Romney. They're saying, okay, Romney don't have a shot of winning. But what he do have a shot of is electrifying the crowd and bringing them out to the vote. Republicans saying we may not win the presidency, which doesn't mean anything anyway. But if they can control all the seats from local politics to governor to state politics to Congress and House on up, they still control the country.
That's right.
So they're expecting a big voter turnout. So in these local primaries and these local areas, what they're doing is they're saying, guess what? We're going to get a high voter turnout because our people are mad at the Obama situation. Black people are liberal people because they figured it's already over. We already got the nostalgia effect. That's nostalgia effect. You try something for the first time, and like after that, it's like, well, okay. You know, it's nostalgia. Okay, they did all that to get him in. Man, can they do it again? They already know a nostalgia effect is a psychological effect. It's going to be 20% less. So they know they're going to get for 20% less turnout this time. They've already played. They put this stuff in computers and grind it up and come out with the results. And then we sitting there still playing their game. So, again, the question was, did your vote count? I guess not. It counted. But what it counted for, I don't think you really want to.
The best interest of theirs, it counted.
Yeah. Well, for those that didn't hear this morning's opening, I just always, I love brother. So I'm going to close out one more time with my brother. I'll see y'all back tomorrow morning. This is No Covers. We're going to take Dick Gregory on out of here.
I don't know where their daddy is. America is an illegitimate child because she has no mother. And this is what the problem is. If I work in a coal mine, in a steel mill, and I come here today and put on a suit but don't take a bath, you got stink sitting up here with you. And what has happened to America, we ain't never cleaned up the filth over 400 years. We just put a new suit on and a new dress on and then wonder who's stinking. It's you the one that's stinking. That's what this is. And until we clean this out, until we clean it up, my mama used to grab me and wash my face. America ain't got no mama that's washing her face. She'd pick my nose when it needed to be opened up. She'd look in my ears. All we do is we went from this filth we was in to putting on some new clothes, and nobody has said, hey, somewhere we got to apologize. First, to black women. White women's okay, but that black woman went to racist white system and sexist black me. And we ain't never said what you've been through. And in spite of that, look at that black woman. Look at Kathy Hughes. She didn't have the privilege of a ladies' movement when she's putting that empire together. Look at Dorothy Height, huh? Look at all these women that have come through, the late Dolores Chakra. Look at what's going on now with E. Ray Williams talking about the Journal of Truth. And we will have that statue in the White House. Our women, if you think this sister just a politician, what she had to go through to get there because she was a woman. And we have never slowed up and said, thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And until we do that, until we're able to do that, I look at Dr. Condoleezza Rice, hear me. And we tolerated. She has more PhDs than the president's whole cabinet. Huh? Hear me. And you hear me too, black folks. They call her Condi, but they never call Madeleine Albright Maddie, never call Janet Reno Janie. Okay? They call Henry Kissinger Dr. Henry Kissinger. And let me tell you, she don't see nothing wrong with it. Let me tell you something. They got a soda pop in America. Blacker than her, they call Dr. Pepper. Today, when you leave here and don't ask for it by its full title, they give me a pepper, they'll give you a chili pepper. I wish Bill Clinton was here, so I would apologize to him for you black folks. Now, I mean, you black folks tricked him. You went in that big old black pot and said, here, white boy, you black. And then you went back in that black pot and say, here, Obama, you ain't black enough. What kind of fool is you? Huh? What kind of fool is you? Huh? You, the Ku Klux Klan, did not say, Obama, you white. You did. And so if Bill was here, Bill, I'm going to apologize to you. Black folks not only told you, but tricked you. See, I have a son, a chiropractor now, Christian. He's 8 years old. He came to me crying. He said, Dad, my brothers and sisters is laughing at me. I said, why? He said, well, I built me one of these castles, and I make like it's my house. And do you see anything wrong with that? I said, well, how old are you, boy? He said, 8 years old. I said, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that until you try start using it as your address. So I tell Bill Clinton, ain't nothing wrong being black as long as you're playing. But when you try to use it as your address, then I got some serious questions. Have you and your wife and your daughter ever been standing on a street corner in New York and a cab passed you by because you're the black president? Huh? Huh? Have you ever had Chelsea pulled over by the white police because our daddy's the black president? Mr. President, do you know what it feels like to be a black person, to be a Congress lady? Huh? Be a lieutenant governor with 12 doctor's degrees and driving down the street and hear the police siren and you start squeezing that steering wheel tight and they pass by you and you thank God. That's what this is about. Huh? And then when you leave, with all the hassle, can you have that love?
Love.
I'm so tired of you black folk walking around looking all evil like that's going to change something. Looking all mean and talking all crazy. Let them tell you about your children. If I sit here today and these are all white folks and they're putting some sleeping pill in my water and I sit up here and doze off and go to sleep and everybody told in the world, niggas is lazy. They tired. No, that's because you too naive enough to know what they putting in my water. Okay? Your children ain't violent because they black. They ain't violent. Most people in the world live in a ghetto. They don't kill people. What are you putting in my malt liquor, white boy? What are you putting in? Huh? Hear me. And it's your fault, too. Malt liquor is made by white companies, but only sold in black neighborhoods, and you ain't checked it to see what's in it. Huh? How much lead are you putting in my neighborhood? Lead affects my thinking capacity. Lead, there's only one thing on the planet more dangerous than lead, and that's manganese. Manganese will make you kill your mama. And let me tell y'all something. If you want to see the largest homicide rate in the world, it ain't in no black ghetto in America. It's a little town in Australia where them white folks' homicide rate is 200 times what their population is. And that town just happened to be located across the street from a manganese plant.
Sit back down, Dick. Don't lose that mic.
That town is located across the street from a manganese plant. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm asleep? How in the world can a 9-year-old child find a heroin man, but the FBI can't find it, and you going to tell me that's a black thing? Y'all crazy? What is this about? And then black men, as you run off the wall and kill folks, liberate folks, and then come home and a white cop or a white racist mentality then shot your mom in the back and you got to call him. You don't call the United States government. You don't call that bad army. And black men, how? Can you let cops shoot your mama, your dad, and your daughter in the back and don't do nothing, but you notice they ain't never shot your car. They ain't never took a nightstick and knocked your headlines out. And black men, you should feel ashamed that you fake more of your car than you do your mama and you do your daddy. Huh? These are the things that need to change. While this brother and sister's on their way to the White House. And when you see Hillary and y'all see Brother Barack, thank him for me. And you white folks need to be thankful. Because if y'all had a brother like me, y'all would really be in trouble. That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's been No Covers. Enjoyed our time with you this morning. Go check your newspaper. Go study the facts. Don't take anything we say. Take it to heart. Go look at the numbers for yourself. Go look at the poll results for yourself. And then you'll do your interpretation. And if you differ with us, just email us and we can have a lively discussion on which way this race again is going. Again, this is No Covers. We'll be back again tomorrow morning.